podcast is part of the Sports Social Podcast Network.
Welcome to the IFL TV podcast, proudly sponsored by Everlast.
Andrew McCart, IFL TV, proudly sponsored by Everlast. Just one word, wow.
Wow.
Did you envision that? Did anyone envision that?
I mean, if you listened to our interview yesterday, Andrew, I believe I said Joe Caldina will win this fight by knockout. Didn't expect it like that, to be honest with you. It was just like a hallucination moment. I actually just watched it back and like it took people a few seconds to get up off their seats because they couldn't believe what they'd seen. And you know, as you know, I've knocked the alcohol on the head, but my little friend San Miguel is out to play some money.
And well deserved, because I spoke to Tony Sims, he gave you a lot of props because this show was put together in 3 weeks, and like people behind the scenes, I know how the size of your team and what they all do, and Jamie and Scott and all them guys, I know how hard they work, so for you to put this on, it must mean a lot for you as well to get this done.
People don't see behind the scenes, but this fight fell through. We did a deal with Ogawa 10 weeks ago, something like that, and Joe Caldina went into camp for the fight, and probably 3 weeks later the IBF ordered the mandatory on Ogawa for Rakimov, and we asked for an exception for the fight, which we had to pay for, which was denied by the IBF, and then we had to negotiate a deal with Rakimov to allow this fight to take place and then to face the winner, and the fight had fallen through, to be honest with you. And you know, you heard Tony there say he didn't even tell Joe because he would have been so heartbroken, and I couldn't let Tony down, I couldn't let Joe down, and you know, we managed to spend money and find a way to make it happen, and that's what you have to do. You have to invest in your fighters, and tonight it paid off. So I want to say thank you particularly to DAZN, and this is the kind of reason that we made the move to DAZN, to allow us to have the rights fee to pay the money to bring world champions to our fighters' backyards. And I'm very pleased for Joe Caldina because he's dedicated his life to the sport, and tonight it paid off. And you know, sometimes you can sort of steer your way to a world title, you can sneak your way to a world title, or you can edge out a close decision, and sometimes you can just explode on the world scene with a performance like that. No one's done that to Ogawa, you know, and Joe Caldina has announced himself as a major force, not just in the 130-pound division, but in world boxing tonight.
He certainly did. He said he thought that Joe said to me that he thought he would catch him, but he didn't think he would catch him that early. But when Ogawa hit the canvas, did you know yourself? And Joe said he knew when that shot landed, he was out.
I could see the way he went down. I mean, I was surprised the ref counted. I don't blame the ref for counting because it was the second round, you know, and it's a big world title fight. You've got to give the champion a chance. But I've learned my lesson of the past of jumping in a ring, and I knew the fight was over, but I just went to the stairs and just waited to make sure it was over, went in, and no, it was just, the atmosphere was amazing tonight for the main event. And Welsh boxing, it doesn't exist, you know, on a major level. It hasn't existed for a long time, and now they've got a big chance. And you know, there's such a big future ahead for Joe Caldina. Rakimov, of course, a mandatory we've got to take care of. Zelfa Barrett and Shakur Stevenson, which, you know, I rate Shakur Stevenson as one of the best pound-for-pound fighters in the sport. But is there another 130-pounder that you'd give more chance to of beating him than Joe Caldina? No. And therefore, he's a fighter we have to target. And it's a fighter that Shakur Stevenson's got to target. He's already called him out already. Took him about a second. So, massive future ahead for Joe Caldina. And, you know, we keep talking about the need to emerge these British stars of, you know, like we had in the past, going back, James DeGale, Tony Bellew, David Hay, George Groves, Kell Brook, Amir Khan. You know, that was an era. And we need these fighters to come through, whether it's Boatse, you know, whether it's Joe Caldina, whether it's Dalton Smith, you know, these guys coming through winning world titles, so many more to name as well that I haven't. And I just feel that tonight Joe Caldina put himself on that level with a win like that.
It's one thing winning a world title, but keeping it, and you mentioned these names like Shakur Stevenson and Rakimov, and even Zelfa Barrett, who had a shutout win against Korobov there, and that, what a performance from him as well. But for you as a promoter and Joe Caldina, I know it's quite fresh, but only a couple of hours out of the ring, but what's playing in your mind right now? Where do you see Joe going from here?
Playing in my mind right now is the first thing that Joe Caldina said to me in the ring was, I will have a chocolate dial Rolex, please? And I was like, for fuck's sake, these things are so expensive now. But what's going in my head is, when do we get him out? You know, when do we make that fight? Who's next? Is it Rakimov? You know, for the first time in a long time, Joe Caldina has won a fight, you know, with no injuries, ready to go. I mean, of course, fight can be won in a round. But now it's about momentum. You know, it's about keeping the momentum for a great performance. And if you look at the numbers, you know, outside of the broadcast numbers, look at the numbers of the clips going everywhere. I mean, that's how you become a star. So we have to keep that momentum. We have to make sure we promote him correctly in Wales. We've got to get him out of football. We've got to get him out, maybe a little bus going around town, open air. Sure, you know, you have to go over the top. Yeah. We did it with Selby when he won the world title. We took him to Barry on an open top bus.
I remember that.
But you have to. You know, you have to keep the momentum going. And he's a young kid, good-looking kid, good role model, good fighter. He's the kind of young man that can be an ambassador for boxing in Wales. And yeah, you saw people there tonight, Selby and Barry Jones and Steve Robinson and Joe Calzaghe. Right. Like, it means a lot to him. And, you know, I don't mean this disrespectfully, but they're a small country. Mm-hmm. And this is a major night for them in terms of sporting achievements. They've got a big game tomorrow, of course. And, you know, massive, massive night for Joe Caldina.
Can you bring Shakur Stevenson to Wales? Can you bring him here?
I think so. I mean, I think he'd come. Mm-hmm. You know, and I think it would fill up certainly Cardiff Stadium outdoors, whether it fills up the Principality. It's, you know, it's a huge venue.
Yeah.
But Shakur Stevenson's a real fighter, you know. I mean, he steps in all these fights. I have a lot of respect for him. And I think he's a real talent. So he'd have no problem coming. And I'm sure Joe would have no problem coming to the US either.
Going on what you said about Joe Calzaghe and what it means for Wales, I spoke to Joe Calzaghe there and he basically said, fucking buzzing, it's making me want to have a comeback. So you never know, you could promote Joe Calzaghe at some stage.
But that's why boxing, quite frankly, is the greatest sport in the world. Because when do you get moments like that? I mean, it might be a late goal in a major cup final, or it might be a 40-foot putt in the Ryder Cup, or it might be a tiebreaker at Wimbledon. But is it ever like that? You know, I mean, it's just, we've just had such a great run of shows. You know, when you look back at this year, talking about Lee Wood against Michael Conner, that was breathtaking, wasn't it? I mean, one of the great fights, knockout with a minute to go, just breathtaking. Katie Taylor against Amanda Serrano at Madison Square Garden. Boatsy Richards, you know, incredible fight. But that was like a split-second moment that was very different to what we've seen. You don't really see those kind of moments that much. And it was the unexpected as well, quite frankly. Like, I think that was part of the nature. You know, if it was a brutal one-punch knockout artist, then that can happen. But it was a guy with a granite chin against a guy that was supposed to be not much of a puncher. And it was incredible.
You touched on Silva Barrett then. He had a great performance from him just before Joe as well, in the same division as well. Like, again, you could probably put two and two together. Yeah. That fight makes sense as well, especially for us selfish British fans. We probably want to see that. But again, a little word on Silva Barrett.
Yeah, that's a good fight. You know, it's a big domestic fight. I thought Silva was great tonight. I want to see Silva believe in himself a little bit more. You know, I think he's a heavy-handed kid with a great engine. And sometimes, you know, he doesn't second guess himself, but I think tonight, you know, I said to him after, I just wanted you to step on Korbanov and go in sort of two phases. But a great win, you know, won nearly every round against a European champion, and you know, a big win for him. And whether it's a defence of the European title or moving on to a shot at a world title, big night for Zelfa Barrett.
One more for me then. Cordina and Joe, Joshua Buatsi were having a chat in the changing room, and they were talking about what's next for JB, and he basically said, I want Bivol next. I think the inspiration has jumped onto Buatsi as well. So Bivol,
this is what I said, you know, in an interview before. I feel like we're approaching a crunch time for British boxing, where a lot of those guys, it's like a new cycle, you know. And you look at the stars of the past, and you know, you go back to that era of like DeGale, Groves, Bellew, Froch, Brooke, Khan, Hay, you know, like it was a great era. Yeah, and we need those young fighters to step up now and become world champions. And the likes of Buatsi, you know, you saw it with Callum Smith, you saw Anthony Joshua, of course, Katie Taylor, Luke Campbell, 2012 class. Now you need the 2016 class to step up. I believe that he's the first champion. Yeah, he is the first champion from the 2016 GB Olympic team to come through. And you know, you need to make sure there's more, and Joshua Buatsi is one of those guys, and he wants to fight against Bivol, and we'll see if that can be made. But you know, that Joe Caldina is very well liked and respected through that elite squad, and obviously Boazzi was here tonight commentating, but they're very close, and there'll be a lot of happy people within the GB setup to see Joe Caldina win.
Definitely, it was a great performance from Joe. He's still doing the media as well, so he's probably desperate to go into this after party. But I'm glad we're doing this interview sitting down, Eddie, because you really destroyed my legs, absolutely burning after that 5K.
You were the elite runners, weren't you?
Yeah, I was up with Conor Benn and that, yeah.
Exactly, yeah. I was in the intermediaries.
You know. Oh, you're the man of the people, you said, right?
Yeah, yeah, I just thought, obviously. But it was 26 minutes, which doesn't sound very fast, but it felt fast.
We actually done 6 kilometres, I think, because we went the wrong way. And I think I'd be done it in 23, but I'm not bragging, Ed. I'm not bragging. Anyway, congratulations to you. Congratulations to Joe. And I'll catch you on the next one, Eddie. Thank you very much, mate. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to the IFL TV podcast, proudly sponsored by Everlast.
Social Podcast Network.